From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia vegetable growers have until March 2nd to get their mail ballots postmarked to determine the continuation of the Georgia Vegetable Commission marketing order. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports the GVC was established by the Georgia General Assembly in 2006 to implement research, education, and promotional programs to benefit Georgia's vegetable sector. The GVC marketing order, voted on every 3 years, must be approved by a two-thirds affirmative vote to continue. Florida Farm Bureau President John Hoblick says the ITC's negative determination on blueberry imports harming domestic blueberry producers is extremely disappointing. Hoblick tells the Florida Farm Bureau our specialty crop farmers will needlessly struggle until federal policymakers view food production through the lens of national security. Hoblick says we will continue the fight for a level playing field with the Florida delegation and our industry. According to a new Farm Futures survey, U.S. corn producers say they'll increase corn acreage 4.1% from last year to 94.7 million acres in 2021. If realized, according to AgriMarketing.com, 2021 corn acreage will be the third largest in 75 years. Based on conservative yield estimates of 177.4 bushels per acre, 2021 corn production could reach 15.3 billion bushels, besting 2016's record haul of 15.1 billion. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.